Okay, we're doing Daf Yud Ches, heading to Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Yud Ches Amid Beis, to Yud Ches Amid Beis. Mosru lo iskeinim meizik nebezni. What they did was, what's the Mosru lo? Yeah. You see that? Yud Ches Amid Aleph.
Yud Ches Amid
Aleph. Mishnah. What's that Loshen? Mosru lo. Mosruloi skeinim ezik nebezdin. I'm not sure exactly. How do they teach Mosruloi? This is the press.
They provide him sages.
Right, they provide him. Mosruloi, they gave to him skeinim ezik nebezdin. So who's the Mosruloi? Either Klal Yisrael or the other Kohanim.
Says two sages of the
Sanhedrin. No, the two sages are what they gave him. But who was the Moiser? Who was the one who gave it to them?
This is the second mission of the
parak? Yeah. So Mosru Loi. Zokdem ezikne bezdin. Right? So what's the ezikne bezdin from the Sanhedrin? Right. To learn with him, Davoides Yoim HaKippurim, V'koirin, these came him, Lefonov, where he was, these days of the 7 days, b'seder ayim, they would learn in the chumash, the seder ayim and the dinim. Ba'omrim loy, and they would say to him, ishi kohen gadol, kora ato b'ficho, shemo shochachto, or shemo lo lomarito. So the Gemara is going to be medayik those last words, but kora ato b'ficho. So I saw the Teferis Yisrael says, why beficha? He wanted it beficha in order that you should remember it. When you verbalize something, it's better for the memory. I wanted to say a little bit of a different pshat. The Eben Ezra in Parshas Yisroi, it says over there, when they had to get vechinu, baboike Ezra Sherechinu, they before Matan Torah, they had to prepare themselves. Devin Ezra says they had to be up a whole night, dumya to the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, that he stayed up, and also that he learned before. So, dugma to that was by Matan Torah. So I spoke out here in the shul that the Radal, somebody from the Goyne Vilna, in his Sefer HaGoyes on Pirkei Rebbe Lezer, says that this is really the real source he holds for staying up Shavuos at night learning. Because dugma to the Kohen Gadol stayed up a whole night, what did he do? Learning. So too, before Matan Torah, they had to stay up learning. Somehow Matan Torah was like a Yom Kippur. I guess because it was Hiskalus Eloikus, like the Kohen Gadol, the Kodesh HaKodoshim. So that was the same as Klaus of Matan Torah. They had to learn. So it comes out, it was a kiyum of learning. It wasn't just a knowing the halachas, a utility that the Kohen Gadol had to know it. He had to be, for the 7 days and the night before, had to be completely b'schus ha-Torah, with the power of Torah. What we know is a machloik is the Shulchan Aruch and the Grah. What is the halacha by Talmud Torah? Are you only Yotze Talmud Torah what you say? Or are you Yotze Talmud, do you make a bracha b'chus ha-Torah even on hearer? If you hold not like the Gro, which is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, you don't make a bracha on hearer. It's not Talmud Torah. Maybe that's why the Kohen Gadol needed the Koyach HaTorah, Kora Ato B'Ficho. Not only not to forget, he should have the Schus HaTorah. No, you hear what I'm saying? Maybe that's a pshat. Zog the Mishnah Vayte, Erev Yom Kippurim Shachris. Erev Yom Kippur, Mamidin Oisoi. They bring the Kohen Gadol out of his Lishka. Bishar Mizroch from the Azorah, Umavirin Lefonov, Porim, Ve'elim, Ukvosim. Right. So it's not clear what these Porim are. Is it just like a display? Or are those the Purim the Elim and the Kvosim that he would use for sort of Marsho in the Chedushi Agodas says they were Mavir in front of his Oysim Behemish and Oidu La Krivan Lamocher. So the Par is that Par, his Par, Elim, right? Because I guess he wanted to be Makirin, he should be, I forgot the word in English, he should become used to, right? He should get customized, acclimated to it. Kidei she'e makir v'rogel ba'avoideh. Right, therefore that's what would be the din. So Rashi is the one who says, El Hilcha, if you do it, this is like visual, makes it better. Rashi in the Mishnah says, this is like for today's day and age, the cartoons that there are on Dafayemi. It makes it more real. Okay, I don't know why Rashi needs that. Maybe he should see the behemoth to get used to the behemoth. As he zog Rashi. Zog there. Kol shivas hayomim lo hayomoinin mimeno. Now, what does it mean? Not to stop Michael Mishnah, because we're going to see further there are certain Michael Mishnah which could trigger possibly a Rias Kari. So the other days we didn't care because he could become Tar afterwards. But Erev Yom Kippurim, which means, doesn't mean Erev Yom Kippur. That means as it gets closer tonight, lo yoyu manichim oisei lechel harbei. Shamaychol mevi es ashino. It's going to bring sleepiness. So therefore, it'll bring sleepiness, and maybe that's what the Gemara is going to explain will bring to Tumas Keri, and that's what we don't want. So the Rishonim ask Akashi. What do you mean, shum maichalu mishta? He was doing avoidis in the Beis HaMikdush, so he's not allowed to drink wine, because shtuye yayin would be usher to him. So the Tosis Yishonim brings b'shei marizvo. It means shah mashkim chutz miyayin. But still, there's a halacha. Yeah. Right. So there's also another very interesting thing in the Tosfos Rialovan that he brings this minig. There used to be people who used to fast the whole Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So L'chayr the Kohen Gadol, would be also to would be makayim that minig of fasting in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Okay, that's Zog di Gemara. What, they bring something like that?
You're saying, right.
We have to see the Tosfos Yishonim. Zog di Gemara bishleimo shemo shochach. That's natural in life. In life, you sometimes forget. So v'meilo. Zog di Gemara elo. Shema loyloman. So what does it mean, Shema loyloman? Mimuk meaning ki hai gavne, bo tanye, hakoyen godol me echov. And we douse him from there, shiye, koyen godol me echov, pikoyak benoi, bechochme uve oishe. Imkein, he has to be. Right? Hakoyin Hagodl. I don't know. Yeah. So he gets a drosh. Acher moimrim minayin shemein loy. If he's not boishes shochav akahanim emegadlinoi. So they help him out from their money. Right. So the gemore talmid loy ma vagoyin Hagodl mei echov. Sometimes it has to be Gadlu Mishal Echov. They have to help him. Im Kain. I don't know why the Gemara needed that whole second part. That wasn't the kasha.
Yeah, but
it's Agav, yeah. It's Agav Urcha, not the kasha.
Yeah. It's a Brisa, yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the Brisa, but the Ika kasha is, he has to be Godel with Chochma, and Chochma, I guess, means Torah. Amar Rav Yosef loy kasha, kan b'migdash rishon, kan b'migdash sheini. Right. Shema shochach toz mikdash rishon. Shema loy lo marit toz mikdash sheni.
So they were doing the wrong thing in mikdash sheni.
Oh, what did they do? The Amar Rabasi. Tarkava did dinri. She brought three baskets of money. Aila le marta bas baitus. She was a rich lady. Liyanai malke. Al deukme li Yeshua ben Gamla, her husband. Pekahana rav reve. So that's what, right?
There's a Tosfos
speaks about one thing, the Yanai HaMelech, but the Tosfos Yishonim asks a Melech Kasha. One of the most known Gemaras in Shas is that there was a big praise to Yeshua ben Gamla. Yeshua ben Gamla in Mesechtes Baba Basra, Daf Chof Aleph, says, Zochor letoiv Yeshua ben Gamla shetikin lo'ishim melamde tenoikis b'chol medino u'medino v'chol ir v'ir. So how could you say for Habayla Yeshua ben Gamla? Says great things about Yeshua ben Gamla. He started the cheder system.
So what can it be him?
Oh, so take a look. Toys Hashem was bothering me. Your kasha. The Toys Yishon and Bedivra Maschel.
Amon Ashira.
Yeah. Va'afal pi shechoshiv hoyo. Kida'achkon lekamon. Shezer shoshua zozova maskin oysa l'shvach. Va'amrina ma'perik lo yachbar. Mitakor Yishua ben Gamla elech. Be'kom mokim hoyo ba'le teira. V'chashuva mimenu. I didn't understand the whole kasha of the Tosfos Yishonim. So what's the stira? Maybe he was a big yeshiva builder,
yeah.
And a big...
Can't be both.
No, it means he wouldn't be Zohar Letoiv in Chazal if he wouldn't be Talmud Chacham. Tosfos Yishonim said, even if you're the builder of Torah, you have to be a Talmud Chacham. If you're not a Talmud Chacham, loy lo marito, in loy lo marito. I'm not even saying if you're the Velz Talmud Chacham, but in the loy lo marito. No,
it's
for Tosfos Yishonim. There were more than him. I don't understand Tosfos Yishonim. If there were more than him, but what's the loy lo marito? The Mishnah says, Shema loy lo marito. Shachachta? Shchicha is everybody, different levels. But what's the Loy Lomarito? So that's a Shver Teretz of, yeah. It's a Chashuv Amimen.
In the Bayer Sheni, wanted to call on Gedolim ignorant.
Right, that's what the Gemara says. But the Tosfos Yishonim's only kash is the Raya of the Gemara was from Yeshua ben Gamla. Yeshua ben Gamla states from Baba Basra that he was Choshev. So what's his kash?
Maybe why didn't say Pasha Teretz that this was later, he became a Talmud Chacham later.
Right, so that's what some Yishonim answer. With the appointment,
he became
Choshev. Sometimes the appointment makes you more, and therefore, okay. Zog di Gemara. Erev Yom Kippurim Shachris, they brought him Purim, the Eilim, what's the Mishnah? Ukvosim. Freg di Gemore, Tone, we learned in a Braise, not like our Mishnah, it added Af HaSeirim, even the Seirim. Which Seirim?
Three
Seirims. The Seir, the two. One Lazozo, one Lashem, and one the seer that was for the Karban Musaf, Seer Echad. So why didn't they bring him the Seerim? So the Gemara Vitona Didon, my time Eloitoni Seerim. And the Gemara given the Al-Chayt Ka'asi, the Lazozel, for sure. Chol Shedaite. No, what does it mean, Chol Shedaite? So I saw some of the Rishonim say, what does it mean, Chol Shedaite? So it's a big question. What does it mean, Chol Shedaite? Either Chol Shedaite in a sincere way. He doesn't know if he's going to have the power to be mechapa the chet. Or he's going to feel intimidated at the end of Yom Kippur when they threw over the Sir Lazozel, they put a red cloth, and if it turns white, means it was a kapara. He's going to be scared. Oh, that's going to be the place where I'm going to be tested. So that's the Chol Shedaite.
Why don't we want
it to be Chol Shedaite? That's a very, very good question. Right.
You think Vakert,
you'd do a better job. It looks like you got to be confident. You got to be confident. You have to believe. So I wanted to connect to this Gemara. There's a Ramah. It says that the vidui of Yom Kippur doesn't help for those people who don't believe in Yom Kippur.
Right.
So I always ask the question, what does the Ramah mean? It doesn't help for those people. The people who don't believe in Yom Kippur are not showing up. Who exactly was that Ramah written to? If you don't believe, then you're not coming. Unless people come, even if they don't believe. I said, no, there are people who are so downtrodden that they don't believe that the Yom Kippur will work for them. I'm not davening good, I'm not good. That's all. If you don't believe in Yom Kippur, that you think, then it doesn't work. You have to believe that even for you, in your matziv, even in a low matziv, it'll also help. Maybe that's the Chol Shedaite of the Kohen Gadol. Ihochi, if you're going to say that it's because of the seer are going to trigger this thought in his mind, Ihochi parnami.
The Brisa says the seer.
The Brisa seer, but not our Mishnah.
It's a machlekes?
Sounds like it's a machlekes. You don't bring the seer. Some want to say that maybe the Gemara is even saying that this Brisa will only mean the Seer Lashem, even though it says Eloshen Rabim, Seerim. Ihochi parnami al chaytu da'ose. Which chayt? Because it goes the parim akipurim, the shnei parim. One par is the par shel kohen gadol atzmoi. That's brought Allah ve'alecha v'akoyhani. And the par of Musafim is a krav oyla l'chere. The par is the par of the Kohen Gadol. Right? One is the thing, and that's what Tosfos Yeshonim b'divrei HaMaskil. Bepar im toimar ike par musaf dal chet lo yosi yeshonim. As you don't have parim, u'par chat, so you bechlal. Right. We'll see in a second. There should be only one par, right? Zog di Gemara, kivon da Allah vel echov akayhanim hu da ose echov akayhanim yikinish dis be milse. He knows his friends. So he knows before, even without the par coming, that there is meide yodilei umahadilei bitchuvo.
Is enough time?
No, he doesn't get a chalishas hadas that he won't be able to.
Because he can get them to the problem.
No, when you know something, you're not as intimidated of it.
He says he's going to be machzor. The
article
says he's going to
yedeber kalon.
I have enough time, I guess, to call him and.
Yeah, I was learning up the Gemara. No, when you know it, so the Gemara bechlo Yisrael lo yoda. Let's see the Gemara's sushtal to it in a moment. Omer Ravine. That when the Kohen knows the Chatoim of his Echov HaKahanim, Hainu Damri Inshei, Ibar Achoschech Dail Ave, if your nephew became a policeman, Chose Bishuka Kamei Loitachle, you try not to go in front of him because he'll know about you. And he's going to get you in trouble. It's not good to be so hamish with the powers that be. Sometimes you have to be
Under the radar. Under the radar.
So
the same thing, the Kohen Gadol knows it before.
What's the mashal?
The mashal is because he knows you. So he'll know, he'll figure out how to get money out of you.
So you'll know how to get the Kohanim to the Tshuva?
No, you just know what's going on by them. Now you can teach the Gemara whichever way you want. I don't know which way to teach the Gemara.
You know.
Yeah.
You know your brothers, you don't know your strangers.
Right. And that's why there would be that din. Which Kohen Gadol are we talking about here? Right. Zog di gemore kol shivas hayomim lo hayomoinim men amaychlo mishte. But erevim kippim chashecho, they would keep him away. Zog di war tanya vidu vidu machil an oisai, slosoi su beitzim kidei lemas misoi, to let him clean out his insides. That's what Rashi says. Zog Rashi machilin, erevim kippim chashecho slosoi beitzim kidei lemas misachil shemeo, lishal shaloi shaloi yitztorach lenekovav lemokras. It would be like some sort of a clearer, or whatever they call that. Yeah. Ubeitzim kedei lemas omor laoi kolshkein sha kolshkein.
It's worse.
It's not good. Lidechimum. So it's not good. Omar. All right. Aziz Ograshi. Yeah, this is different pshat, but that's Rashi's pshat. Tona, sum chuzom mishum ramei, machil noy se loy ovi, vami lo loy avavi, vesham av lo yayin loven. Loy avi, loy esrog, veloy beitzim, veloy yayin yosh. Ami lo loy avi, loy esrog, veloy beitzim, veloy bos Hashem, veloy yayin yosh. Vesham av lo yayin loven, vnei shay yayin aloven, maybe only they told me, zog di gemara. Now the gemara goes off for a few lines on a sidebar. Zog di gemara, tona rabonon. Zov toilin loy. Now, just a short primer. A riyah zov, one riyah zov is mitama. That means one riyah zov, right? But if it comes, if you have three riyah zovs, so then you have to bring a carbon. Now, the Gemara Darshins, if the original first Riazov was ba'oinis, even though you become tamei, it doesn't pile up to bring a carbon. And we learn out from a posik mipsaroi. It has to be the riyah rishayna shalazov, even if it ba'oinis. And therefore, and you have to have shivas nekiyim. But if it's ba'oinis, right, and the second riyah is also not mitama, it's very complicated halachas. So therefore, the Gemara says that if it's been Michael and you knew you ate these things before, you don't become a full throttled zov. So the Gemara lays off toilin loy be Michael kol mine Michael elazav b'minchos amishem b'zayim machil loy say loy chagvi v'loy govim v'loy kol dvar mamuvoyim lidei tuma. What's loy chagvi? Loy cholav v'loy gvina v'loy beitzah v'loy yayin. Will I make Jesus shall pull the boss of Shomain, Umurayes, fish things? Will I call the boy my boy with a tumor? I'm being like tumor. Will see my last year to Rabbanon. I'm a shed warm of Venus, only they tumor. Right? I guess it would be all 7 days. Bailain, Ashum, garlic. My so art school has different types of what these things are. V'chal golgoloiz v'habetzim v'hagargir. It's like a mustard seed, the last one. Gargir. So Rashi teaches ashachlin, kroshen, chal golgoloiz, pulpur, agargir, eruga. So on the side of the Mesiv de Gemorim, they tried to teach it.
This was all 8 days? All
7 days? Well, Chayrut goes all 7 days. Okay, it's like a mustard seed. Zog di gemore. Vayetzei echor el asodel lelakit oirois. What are oirois? Tona mishmeid rameya ze garger. Am Rabbi Yochanan lamanik rishimon oirois. Shemi irois es hana esoei naim. That sounds good.
What's it called in English?
I don't know what that is.
I think it's a rocky
really. You can look over there. What is it called? Gargir, the last one.
Rocket.
Rocket?
What is it, rocket? We don't know what a rocket is.
Aruga.
Aruga is
a aruga. A what?
Where's aruga?
Rashi says aruga.
By
Gargir. Top Rashi, top line. Okay. So the Gemara, that's the din. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Hamoitzi Gargim Yochel Oichle Oichle, Vim Lav, Maviro Yal Gabayeno. Amar Rav Pope, Bebar Gira Mitzrono. You have to have real good ones. So then it helps. Well, I wish we can get this, yeah. Sounds like some sort of a herb. That would help. Now, so the Gemara, Gansanai Gemara, once we were talking about Tumas carrying Zov, Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, Achsenoi, Lo Yoichal Beitzim, because if someone is staying by somebody else, Zokrashi, Shemevil De Keri, Umiskan Al Bnei Abayis. So Zokrashi,
who's
going to be embarrassed? Shemevil De Keri.
The guest is going to be embarrassed.
What, so you don't give the guest to eat that?
No, he shouldn't eat it himself. The guest should not eat these things.
Right, the guest should not eat these things. Yeah, but where does it come from to the next Gemara? Let me just look quickly here in this Rashi. Yeah, I know, really it goes on all the things, the Rosh Hashanah's kasha.
I mean, you shouldn't eat all these things.
Yeah. Lo yishim betal isu shel balabayis. You have to be choish. So, Gemore. Lo yishim betal isu balabayis. Shum mischas ba biyoim. So it shouldn't be. Let's see what the Gemara comes up with. Mele. There's Rabbi Nechananel here. Zog Rabbi Nechananel. Yeah. Lo yoichal beitzim.
Yeah, Rabbi Nechananel is a different.
Yeah, it's going to be to Gane. It's going to get upset with him. Maybe he thinks something's going on. So the more Rav. So the Gemara Rav.
Mikla Darshish.
Right. So when a person's achsonoi, his wife's not with him, so then he's more shat. Rav ki mikle le darshish. Right? Darshir. Okay. Machriz man havya liyayme. Who will marry me for one day, and afterwards I won't be married? Rav Nachman kad mikle Lishachsnis if Machris man havya liyayme.
He didn't actually do it.
Right, so you have to look. They bring on the bottom the Ben Yoyodo and others who want to be Masbid is the Gemara of what it means. It's a whole. They say a whole pilpul v'otanya. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Yisrael Mishum Medina Zu Pielach V'Yisrael Medina Acheres Shemo Yisdav Guzet Zev Nimsa Arno Yisrael Choisev Avno Yisrael Bitoi Memales Kol Eilam Kule Mamzeros V'Alzeh Nemar Umol Ored Zezimo. So how would he marry somebody? Zogti Gemore.
So you're not supposed to do it.
Amri Rabbonon Kol Eisleu. If they would have a child from there, people would know about it. And they would give them their name. But it's not true, Bechlal. Tavuli no say in his spice, and she agrees automatically. Because maybe Shema Machmas Chimud Rosh Adam. So there's a din. So the Gemara Rabbanon Oidiu Havi Moidilu Mikoidem Havi Magdimi Umeshadre Shluchim. It was usher to them. But since if they knew that they were married, so this would answer the Gemara before. So we're going to see Tosis's clear cash on this. On the Iboy Yisema. The second Taisus, Yehuda Baal Mavim Atle, Pirush Rashi, Lohoye Bohen Aleil Ela Misyachten Imoem Visuloi. Frek Taisus, Vehik Shari, Im Kane, Kim and Asir Level, my Pas Pasalo Yik. So it's a vicious cycle. How could you have, if it's going to be Sai Sai, also, how could you have it? So the Gemozok Taisus, Yeshloima, Kivin the Shori Lelachazayim, Paz Mesalei Karinam Be. Okay, that's like a shverita. Void Hikshu Hechi Shorli Yechude Badayu. Ve'oma Perikame Diksubis Misha Pesish Tini Devloi Baal. Hu Yoshim Bein Anoshim Vishni Shene Bein Anoshim. That means a person's allowed to sleep, to be miyached in a room with his wife who's a nida because he's already married to her. He was with her. Mashenke, someone originally, like a chupas nida, is not allowed to stay with the nido. Void hikshu hechi shor liyichud ebadai von per kamat the ksubas misha pesish dinivu loy bal hu yashim anoshim misha yishem ben anoshim lachi pesri dechi amri man havi liyoma amri man havi liyoma liboil lechud ebahed ebalma o kivin shoy oimim lohem kach rak liyachim em lo yoroi is da mach mas chimud. He had a reese teretz. Once it was for that, so there's no chimud. Yeres Teretz. V'nirali zuktaisus. Kimash ikshim iksubis lo lekosha do oma osam hainu dafka lebocha. To lo inosam yehilam. The Yitzri talk for itve. Kimash vei kol ayad. Kimash ein keim. Hainu iksubis hair bebocha. And says a whole arichus. Ta'ayv mishen lo ibonam lo inosam taisus goes through a whole arichus. That it would be that din. Paris. So we'll do the end of the Taisus and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, and we'll go through this then.